fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I'm your host, Ben Sargent, and I am out in Cross Bay Boulevard here at Cross Bay Fishing Station talking to Billy, who is enjoying the nice day and hanging with his buds. And we just had some fresh caught striped bass that came in off the boat. I went over and begged Joanne from Captain Luna's, and she made it up. Fried one of them, and the other one, Billy's getting the little pat down here, getting the sweat beads off his forehead. But I'm gonna pass the phone over. We're gonna get the lowdown on fishing out here and how the season's been going so far. What's up, Billy?
Yeah. Go ahead, talk away.
Oh,
nobody on the line. Yeah, it's slow, but now it's picking up. It's doing fine now. Last night they murdered the striped bass,
yeah.
And today they're out. Everybody's getting fish today. It's going fine.
How long you been doing this?
About 14, 15 years.
14, 15 years? Yeah. Awesome. Let me see.
Cool. And what would you say people are mostly catching them on a live bunker these days, or fresh bunker, or what do you guys sell primarily?
Wow. They weren't using live bunker. They were using the bunker chunks.
Okay.
They started with them, and they were hitting on clams mostly.
Yeah.
And last night when they went out, they tried the live bunker, and they destroyed them. They were just hitting fine.
Huh. Have you been seeing the striped bass come back in strong numbers these past few years?
Yes.
Okay.
This year was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Telling me about it.
Yeah, this year, even a rental boat, the three guys go... the three guys go out, you know, to one apiece of 28 inches. And they were coming back with 30, 36. One guy came back with the three guys, and one guy got a 42,
okay.
Which in Townsend... was another bass.
Yeah, but what do you think is the reason? Like, why are there so many all of a sudden?
I think temperature change and
water. Yeah.
Water conditions.
Yeah.
Mostly calm.
Okay.
Calm water.
Okay.
And then when the weather changes,
yeah.
They start to go crazy.
Yeah. And what about the bluefish?
Bluefish. Yeah. You could spit in the water and get them because they'll jump all over you.
And it's always like that out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bluefish, you can murder them all the time.
And how did you get into the business?
Because I needed somebody. He's in a jam, and I've been here ever since.
So, Billy's got a. You got. Yeah, I wish you guys could see this, but he's got a gold hook around his neck, right? And he's got mermaids on his forearms. I mean, this is good stuff, you know. This is what it's all about, right here. These guys are telling secrets right now. So, what's the biggest fish that's been caught recently?
The man right over here.
Yeah. You want to stun
Vinny.
This is Vinny.
He came back. He stunned the shit out of me. I'm telling you. He went out and, all of a sudden they were all over the place, and he happened to hook into a nice one.
Yeah.
And it was over 40 inches.
Now, this is famous Vinny, right? He runs some of the charters out of here.
No. That's famous, Vinny the Fisherman.
Is this famous?
That's Vinny the Fisherman.
Vinny the Fisherman.
Yeah, he's pretty cool when it comes time for that.
And he knows how to catch fish.
Absolutely.
All right, let's pass it over to Vinny, see what the trick is.
Come on, man. He's scared. How do you catch fish? What's the secret?
Well, we go striped bass fishing. So we use a live bunker.
Yeah.
The best thing. In the back by the airport, you can catch all. Last week, we had all the fish we wanted.
Okay.
Nighttime, daytime.
Okay.
I had them up to 40 pounds. In the morning, we had a 32-pounder.
Right.
The next night, we went out. Yeah. We were throwing, like, 11, 12 fish back. Okay. It was senseless. There was so much fish back there.
What kind of boat did you
have? A friend of mine.
Okay.
As a 19-foot skiff.
Awesome.
Yeah. We go out at nighttime.
Daytime.
Yeah. Daytime, too. You can get them. Live bunker.
And what are you doing in the day mostly when you're not fishing?
During the day, I'm working. Yeah. I work for sanitation.
Okay.
Yeah. My day off, I go out. But last week, I was on vacation. Yeah. We had a ball.
Yeah. And
couldn't walk.
This is your spot.
Yeah, where we hang out.
It's very
handy. Yeah.
Awesome.
No problem.
Now, what do you guys normally do with the fish? Seeing that I'm in the Italian neck of the woods here, I'm curious what the preparation is when you take a fish home, cooking wise.
Well, cooking wise, you can barbecue it, mm-hmm. put it in foil, little onions, tomato sauce on it.
Yeah,
tastes delicious. Yeah. Most of the fish I keep one or two, but most of them I give away to friends and family.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good times though.
Now, one time I was out here. Right just outside of the fence here. What's the sausage place? There was like an Italian sausage stand. It's not there anymore?
Vito's.
So I stood in line at Vito's. I must have stood in line an hour and a half, and I never got served. And I finally said to my buddy who lives out here, he's born and raised, this guy Jim Dowd, you know him? Yeah, I said to Jimmy, I was like, what's the deal, man? I was like, I stood in line. I'm like a paying customer. They didn't serve me. He goes, look, they get an hour for lunch. He goes, those are all repeat customers. They come every single day. He's like, they don't have time for you. You're never going to be back. Maybe you'll come back once or twice a year. They have to get their regulars first, then they'll get to you. I said, oh, welcome to Crash Bay Boulevard. This is how it goes, huh?
No, it's just joke. Not at all. The guys are really good over here, but you do have to wait on the line quite a few times, you know. And then, you know, you got so many people here that sometimes you can't wait that long, so you walk away. But the guy was good. Plenty of business. Yeah. People are good in Cross Bay Boulevard, especially the tackle shop. Can't beat the tackle shop.
Let's do a plug. It's Cross Bay Fishing Station here, your bait and tackle supplier. And also, there's a restaurant where we're going to visit in 2 seconds, and that is formerly Captain Mike's, now Captain Luna's. And believe it or not, they'll actually do up your fresh-caught fish. If you beg Joanne, she'll fry it or grill it right there for you. And Mike and I just had, you know, two beautiful fillets and a little bit of tartar sauce, a little bit of lemon, and it was unreal. The other thing is, if you guys want to come, pick up your gear, get everything you need, all your tackles here, your bunkers here, all the bait, clams, whatever you need. There's a charter company right out here, and you can rent a boat, a little skiff, or you can go out on one of the party boats. And according to Billy, at least, they've been doing pretty well. Yeah?
Absolutely. They're really knocking them dead this time.
Dead.
And the customers, it's great.
Yeah.
Customers tell the guys, yeah, go to North Star. How they doing?
Awesome.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Word goes around before you know it. He gets double his fare, and that's the whole thing about it.
Awesome. And you also work on rods and stuff. Do you know who does some of the repairs and stuff back here?
We sent it to Bernie's over at Chief's Head Bay.
Okay.
And that's Snap Street over to Evans Avenue. He's right over there. Unreal. His shop is 9 times, 10 times the size of this. We don't have any room to do all that stuff. Otherwise, we would. Even guys come in, they want new lines on the reel. Can't do it. We have no room.
Oh, you got that fishing line?
No. You got to be open all year round in order to accept the machine.
Okay, gotcha.
But Bernie's has it, she said they. Ports Authority has it. I mean, Sports Authority, they have it. And there's a hunting and fishing guy over here on Atlantic Avenue, around 115th, 116th Street.
Perfect.
And he takes care of all those licenses.
That is if you want to fish with a license. Don't walk off without it. All right. Well, Billy, thank you so much. That was awesome. And Vinny, thank you. We're gonna run over and have a little more fish. Come on, Mike. Let's go. Oh, the boys are coming in with a lot of fish. And a few empty coolers as well. But we're going to go talk to Joanne. And she's basically the woman back here who will hook you up with anything you need. They specialize in Cajun style, Old Bay, totally like just real simple. They'll take shrimp and beautiful blue claws, and they throw a little bit of Old Bay in there, and that's it. And then they put down some paper in front of you, a little bit of lemon, and you're good to go. Hey, Joanne, can I get you to talk real quick? Here she comes. You don't even have to get ready. Just kill the noise if you can. Tell us the secrets behind what you guys do here. What makes you guys special?
Hello. We're special because we're original. We sell the home of the blue claw crab. We spice them up with some Cajun and Old Bay. We sell shrimp, little neck clams, baked clams, land food, seafood. We sell everything. And it's the only place you'll see that's an indoor-outdoor place at the same time. It's enclosed in the winter, and it's open for you to sit outside in the summer.
Hold on a second. And I'm just curious now. How did you come into this business? Were you born and raised in the neighborhood? No.
I docked my boat in Howard Beach and just came up on the marina and happened to step into it. And it's all history from there. My husband's a big boater, so. Yeah. We have a lot of dock space we rent. We rent to the bait and tackle store. We rent boats. We rent to a charter boat. And we have the bar and, you know, the seafood. I'm trying to think what else. Karaoke every Friday.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
What's
better than, say, you know, Old Bay and crab and a...
Nothing. Right? Sitting in the sun.
So literally you can watch the sunset from the spot, you can watch the fish come in off the boats, and you can enjoy your crabs. You guys do crab legs too, right? Big king crab legs and a little bit of butter, a little bit of Old Bay, a little bit of lemon, and those are your choices. They'll give you, and the employees are amazing, friendly, cute, and they can cook. And their setup is really, it's a really simple setup. They have big steamers, huge steamers, and they have a nice, they have a fryolator, just a very simple electric fryolator, and I think a low boy, one of these little, a kegerator, and that's it. Come enjoy your draft beer or a Corona and have your shrimp or your crabs or your, any. You guys still throw them down on the paper, and you do. Now that you, they're getting classy over here. Now, tell me about the, not to change the subject, but the oil spill and how that's affected your business, if at all.
So far, we haven't seen the oil spill affect our business. You know, we're keeping our eye on the prices. Like I said before, I expect that fresh fish, anything coming from that area would be affected, but so far so good.
Okay, so did you do a bulk order?
We ordered bulk of shrimp just in case, but it's probably not going to be necessary. We'll see what happens. This year crab season looks really good, and I hope it doesn't affect that. Could affect, more than likely not king crab legs, but any kind of fresh fish. Could affect little neck clams, because some of those come out of Maryland and places like that. Other than that, I'm keeping my fingers crossed and discuss.
And Ken, tell me also about the this whole thing about like cooking up the fresh catch of the day. Was that, has it always been like that since this was Captain Mike's, or is that your own little thing that you do?
I don't know what they did previously, but Captain Luna's, yes, if fishermen come up off the water with the fresh, we'll bread it or steam it or fry it however they like, a little tartar sauce, some lemon, and serve it right up for them right then. Today, these two gentlemen came in, and we did one plain, just deep fried, and one with breadcrumb, little lemon, and a little tartar sauce, and it was awesome.
And a Corona. And a Mike's Hard Lemonade. And these guys, I mean, we're not joking. We pulled up. They've had five stripers, big ones, and they're walking up. I guess they had tied off, and they're walking up the dock, and I kind of cornered them from your boat rentals, and I cornered these guys, and I begged them to give me a fillet for a few beers. It seemed like a fair trade. They had enough fish, and sure enough, Joanne did it upright.
There's never enough fish.
Go ahead.
There's never enough fish and crabs. People come here for crabs. Take a look. We have giant, colossal.
Yeah, Joanne's going to pull out some crabs right now. And I think we're going to order them up. We'll do some. She's gone. And one sec. And then we've got some employees here. And we also have, it's great, this guy's been watching the Italian-Mexico soccer game, and the outcome wasn't so hot, unfortunately, for Broad Channel. I think Mexico won in the final minutes, but oh, hold on 1 second. Can I interrupt for 1 second? Can I just ask you, what's your favorite part of working here?
What's my favorite part of working here? Yeah, driving to work is my favorite part of working. No, I like it because, you know, I get to come in at 3, so if I'm lazy and I don't want to wake up, yeah, exactly, I have the best boss in the world. If I can't make it in, she understands, you know. And the people here are great. Like, I have all regular customers, and they're awesome, and they like me, and I like them, and that's just how it goes.
Thank you very much for checking out some Blue Claws. These guys are nice size. They're pinchers. There we go. Look at that. So we're holding up a Blue Claw. I don't know how we called these Blue Crabs back where I'm from, but Blue Claw Crab. That's a male. We're looking at a male. And if I dare put my hand in there, there's probably a female in there. No, it's a male. They're all male, which is a good thing. We're happy when you get just males. You shouldn't be taking the females because they're egg-carrying, and that's responsible fishing. So when that's happening, there's usually something wrong. Like, you have depleted stocks, and the guys, you know, when you see it in lobsters, they shouldn't be, they call them notched females, and they have a little notch in the tail. And in Maine, they do a really good job of regulating that. And these guys are ready to fight right now. Ready to fight. So Joanne, oh, shit. We're going to order. I think we're going to order some blue crabs, yeah? Just one order for the two of us. Is that cool?
What, half a dozen or no?
Let's do a half. Half dozen, yeah.
He's gigantic.
Gigantic. You're not scared to handle crabs. Tell us about that.
No, I guess I'm just used to it because I've been doing it for 3 years already since I've been here, since they opened I've been here. Nothing. Don't let your hand get caught in his claw, that's all. You know? You look, you watch. Even though, what was it, last time I had one trying to get my ankle and I didn't realize, I'm talking to him, he's behind me trying to get me.
It's the one behind it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, they're fast. They're very fast. Only when they're lively, because when we first get them, they're fast. Once they've been in the cooler for a little bit, they start getting too cold and they die down, so it's like you can mess with them a little bit. It's like, yeah, I got you now.
You guys have crab races or anything like that back here? You need to do a blue crab race. It'd be awesome. You ever done a blue crab race? You know, you make a circle and then you see the... No, the first one out. Awesome. Can we also order... let's get two... What do you have on draft? Oh, let's do the, what's the summer ale? I don't know. Actually, we'll just do two Coronas. Yeah, awesome. And then we're going to do a half dozen blue crabs, which can be pretty awesome. And we're going to, hold on a sec. And I've got my peanuts, and I haven't even finished off my Mike's Hard Lemonade, but I really, really recommend coming out here, you know, as the sun sets. There's really nothing like it. I've been coming here for years, and it's right en route to the Rockaways. If you've had a nice beach day, this is like an awesome, awesome stop off. And either way, if you're heading out to the beach, it's also a good stop off. And Joanne will be here, or John will be here, and then you want to go and talk to all the guys over at the bait shop. But I've got one customer here. He's been kind of kicking it for, like, I don't know, the past hour and a half. Maybe we can get him on the phone to talk about the game. What was, do you mind telling us what the outcome of the game was?
We lost.
Yeah?
Well, being Italian, we lost. We play like that, we're going to go home first round.
Oh, man. To Mexico, that's harsh.
Oh, they played a good game. You can't take it away from them. They played a good game.
Were you born and raised in this neighborhood?
I was raised there, but I wasn't born here.
Okay. And it gets kind of crazy when Italy wins the soccer games, doesn't it?
Yes, but this was a friendly game. It wasn't really a match game.
Okay. What's the general tone out here? Who are the big teams? Obviously, this is the. But are there regional teams that you guys follow as well?
Well, I follow the Italian teams.
The Italian teams, all of them.
All of them, yeah.
All of them.
And the World Cup, I root for the Italians.
Were you born in Italy?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And you're a fish eater?
Yes, I'm a fish eater.
Okay.
Yes, I keep my boat here. And,
Oh, nice. What do you have?
It's a small sea bite, 22-foot sea bite.
Okay, so you go out and catch.
Yeah, I go out.
And do these guys ever make the fish up for you?
No.
You do that
here? I do it at home.
So give us one quick Italian dish. We want to hear a secret.
Secret? I don't know. Secret is...
Breadcrumbs.
No, I don't like no breadcrumbs.
What do you use?
Just flour.
Flour,
saute, grill. I usually like my fish grilled whole.
Okay.
I don't fillet it.
Okay.
I grill it whole. Depends on the fish. Most fish I grill right on the grill.
Right.
Olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little lemon.
Some
herbs.
Some herbs. You heard it here. This is the Italian sitting here at the bar and on the boulevard here. Cross Bay, and he just told you it's all about the olive oil and the fresh fish. So I think we got the right man here. Thanks so much for that. And well, guys, you have heard it here. We're about to jump into. Let's actually take a look at the steamer real quick. Can we lift the steamer, or is it too early to do that? Yeah, you guys have crabs in there right now. We ordered a half dozen. There they are. Amazing. Yeah, I want to see this. Nobody else gets excited about this stuff like I do. This is awesome.
I don't think there's another place like this.
No. How long does it take you, generally, for the blue crab? Yeah.
10 minutes.
And you guys, how come you guys don't do any lobster and stuff like that? Oh, you do lobster tails. Lobster tail. I got you. So these steamers are huge. How many gallons are this? They're giants.
Sure, but when they're busy
day, we
got both of them going.
Yeah. And tell us about the upgrade on the bar here that you did when you took over the place. Because it's getting a little... Go ahead.
When we took over the place, there was nothing here. We'd heard of previous.
Yeah.
We got all the permits, and we had to build the deck and build the bar, and it took us about a year.
Yeah.
And then from there, we've just gone on with... You know, like a family-friendly atmosphere. That's what we get here. We get young people, old people, people with families. Some people just want to have beers, but mostly food. I'd say it's 50-50 food and...
Can you go later in the season now?
We are open until February.
Okay.
We close after the Super Bowl. We just take a month break to relax, and then we open again April 1st. So we're here all year. We change the hours a little bit.
Yeah.
So through the winter, it'll be Thursday to Monday. Monday Night Football is a big thing, and we do all the sporting events that we can. And, you know, we do wing specials, beer specials, guest bartenders.
We keep it going. Not a lot of people know how to use Old Bay, but you guys have more Old Bay than I've ever seen in my life. What's the trick?
You just sprinkle it on to seasoning if they want it light or they want it heavy.
Okay.
Some people want it plain. And that's the least, Cajun's very spicy.
Yeah.
That's a nice tasting seasoning.
Okay.
And that's it. The trick is all in how you shake it.
Shake it up.
We do it with shrimp. We do it with, some people actually like it on their lobster tails or their king crab legs.
Totally.
But mostly the crab and the shrimp.
Awesome.
And fries. People
that's
like steak
good.
Fries at Old Bay now. We got Cajun fries and Old Bay fries.
That's been a new addition.
Really?
It's a customer request addition to our menu.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, guys. Well, this is the Old Bay capital of the world. At least capital of New York. And we're going to watch these crabs go into the steamer. And as soon as they go into the steamer, I'm going to sign off and enjoy my cold Corona. Which won't be cold for much longer. All right. Is it hot? Ready to go?
I wanted it to boil up.
Oh, you want it up higher. Here they go. How many? Half dozen. Look at these guys.
You're going to be here while eating those.
I love them. And you're going to give us a cracker or a mallet or what do you give us?
Cracker?
Seafood. Hey, cheese. Please. Crackers, a little fork.
There's no paper going on.
And a tray, and that's it. That's all you get, and a Corona, and you're good to go. So you do the work here. There's nobody's and a bucket for yourself. Nobody's doing the work for you. I can tell you that much. This is part of the experience. Hold on. Let me hear this story. Tell this story again. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah.
What story is that?
Yeah, that one.
You just set up table, paper, construction. The paper on the table.
Yeah.
You just get a ladle.
Yeah.
And just dump everything on the table: potatoes, corn, crabs, mussels, everything was in it. And just garbage pail on the side and just eat.
That's the way to do it. Clam bake. This is kind of like coming in. Here they go. Crabs are going in. Okay, we're ready. The seagulls are going crazy. One, two, three, in. And then we don't look, and then we and then we pretend we didn't do what we just did. Awesome. All right, well, you've heard it here. Hanging out at Captain Luna's. This is Ben Sargent signing off with another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. Sunny day, baby.
Heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum. Fish.